Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Simply Lifting Up Christ. Simply lifting up Christ is the chore we have today, is the ministry we have today, is the joy of our lives to lift up Christ. The chore being that the flesh will rebel against this, the world rebels against this, and the devil does as well. But the work, the labor, the strength, the task is not ours, but the Lord's. He is the one who gives the grace to do the work that he has called us to do. Not I, but Christ. Not mine, but thine. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. As I think on what the prophet Moses wrote and said and did in Numbers 21 when he lifted up the brazen serpent and told the people to look and live, he did so under certain conditions. Notice those conditions under which he did lift up the brazen serpent. There were many people who had murmured and grumbled and complained about the food the Lord had provided for them. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among them, and bit them, and many died. So at the time that Moses lifted up the serpent, many were dead and many were dying. And he said, look and live. You didn't have to make an offering, didn't have to make an exchange or pay anything. Look and live. An act of faith. Believe and receive. All of those who were there in the area were guilty. Guilty before God. And Moses offered such a simple solution to their problem. Look and live. Notice also something about this, that all who heard were offered hope. All were offered hope. He did not make any conditions upon those who could look. If you've been a pretty good fellow, if you've been a pretty good girl, you can look and live. He didn't say that. Or if you have a certain financial status. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say if you had a great influence, if you thought highly of yourself, you can look and live. He didn't say that. Look and live. And also about this matter that Moses, when he lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, he had hope that was available to all. It was there. Any who rejected this hope died hopelessly and went out into a hopeless eternity to go to punishment, eternal punishment. Notice also, it was just a simple cure. Look and live. Just look and live. The brazen serpent was lifted up. He was indicating by this that which was bringing death had been judged, and now there is hope. So as we seek to exalt Christ, we should not seek our own, but His. Follow His example as He prayed, Thy will be done. Not mine, but thine. We today can look to Christ for hope because he is the Prince of Peace. He's the Lord of life. He's the light of the world. We don't have to stumble around in darkness. We can look to him for strength. You say, how can I go on? Lift up Christ with the strength you have, as the widow had but one meal, and she gave that to God's man, and she saw manifold blessings return to her. You have no strength? Use the strength you have to exalt the Lord Jesus. You need wisdom? Look to him. Say, but yes, don't add anything to it. Just look to Christ. You need peace in your heart? Lift him up in a time of war. He will bring peace. You have daily needs? Exalt him. He can provide those needs. You have need of comfort, consolation, need of direction and guidance? Lift up Christ. Look to him. Look and live. You have need of salvation? Trust Christ. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.